You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The diesel car segment could get another blow, with the Minister of Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, stating that he may propose an additional hike of 10% in GST on diesel passenger vehicles to Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman this evening. He was speaking at the SIAM Annual Convention 2023 in New Delhi. The current GST structure in the country on passenger vehicles ranges between 28% GST and 1% cess to around 28% GST and 22% cess. This is dependent on the size of the car, engine capacity and fuel type, among others. If the government goes ahead with the proposal, it would effectively make taxes on diesel cars manufactured in India around 60%, which would make it amongst the highest in the world. Meanwhile, the Tata Group has denied speculation that it is in talks to buy a stake in snack food maker Haldiram's. The 155-year-old Indian conglomerate needs to work up an appetite for something a little more substantial and modern. Tata Consumer Products Limited, the owner of the Tetley tea brand, was uncomfortable with Haldiram's $10 billion valuation, Reuters reported September 6th, citing sources who put the annual operating profit of the privately held business at $200 million. Rather than pay a multiple of 50 for an 86-year-old enterprise with limited room to grow, the Tata Group may want to double down on the $2 billion it has invested in Tata Neu. On to industry. Hindalco Industries Limited on Tuesday announced that it has signed a technology partnership with Italy-based Metra SPA, known for its expertise in producing structured and value-added aluminium extrusions. The partnership aims to enable the production of large-size aluminium extrusion and fabrication technology for building high-speed aluminium rail coaches in India. The company added that the tie-up will provide Hindalco the launching pad to drive the ambitious upgradation program of Indian Railways that runs the world's largest rail network. In order to help make passenger coaches for the Vande Bharat trains, Hindalco plans to invest Rs 2,000 crores for the project, and the technology alliance, it said, will provide the technology for this effort. In some more industry news, the upcoming festive season this year is expected to post a growth in people spending as compared to the previous year. According to the latest insights from the India Consumer Sentiment Index by Axis My India, 23% of respondents are anticipating increased shopping activities during the upcoming festive season, reflecting a positive sentiment towards holiday spending. Additionally, it said that 44% of those intending to maintain their pattern of participation in e-commerce festive sales this year plan to spend more than last year. However, it maintained that the overall household spending increased for 55%, which showcased a 3% decrease from last month. Moving on, Kawasaki has launched the Ninja ZX4R at Rs 8.49 lakhs ex-showroom. The sports bike enters the Indian market via the completely built unit route and is only available in one trim. Hence, it is Rs 71,000 less than the more powerful Z900, which boasts a more powerful 948cc inline-4 motor. The Ninja ZX4R is powered by a 399cc liquid-cooled inline-4 that has a maximum output of 79 bhp at 14,500 rpm with Ram Air Assistance and 77 bhp in standard mode. It churns out 39 Nm at 13,000 rpm and is mated to a 6-speed gearbox. What's interesting to note is that the Ninja ZX4R's power output is in the region of Honda CBR650R's 86 bhp, but the torque is identical to the recently launched KTM 390 Dukes. Now some good news for Apple phone lovers. iPhone 15 series will be launching today at 10:30 p.m. as Apple kicks off Wonderlust keynote event. This is going to be interesting, with a plethora of new features, and would be interesting to see how Apple boss Tim Cook pitches USB-C to iPhones, ending more than a decade-long legacy. But amid all that, the most interesting chapter is how much will iPhone 15 series cost in India. Notably, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman hinted at a potential price hike this year due to inflation and several other economic factors. Apple also faced a $200 billion devaluation after the news of China ordering government employees to not use iPhone surfaced. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Benchmark indices ended with little change in the highly volatile session on September 12th. At close, the Sensex was up 94.05 points or 0.14% at 67,221.13, and the Nifty was down 3.10 points or 0.02% at 19,993.20. About 689 shares advanced, 2,882 shares declined, and 118 shares unchanged. Top gainers on the Nifty included TCS, L&T, Infosys, DivisLab, and Ultra Tech Cement. While BPCL, Power Grid Corp, NTPC, Adani Enterprises, and Coal India were among the top losers. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.